Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
Our partners at BetOnline continue to be the number one source for all of your betting needs and sports info. Find all the latest sports developments, including updated odds on the NBA playoffs, fights, and even next season's futures. And don't forget that the MLB is back as well. Who are you picking to win the World Series? BetOnline is your continued source for all of your sports wagering needs, including live betting and your favorite Vegas casino and poker games. It's super easy to get started, so head to the website today or use your mobile device to join and use our promo code BELIEVE, that's BLEAV, to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts.
Hello and welcome to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio. I'm your producer, Jeremiah Long, and joining me to talk about the Cincinnati Bengals and their NFL Draft 2022 needs is our expert host, Mr. Logan Landers. How's it going, man?
Hey, what's going on, Jeremiah? Talking about the Super Bowl runner-ups, man. A team that shocked the world last year got super close to getting the ring in Cincinnati. I mean, there's not a whole lot they need to improve on, let's be honest now, but we are here to see how they can get even better for 2022 and beyond. It's a very exciting team. I can't wait to see how they're going to get even better in the draft in late April on the 28th.
You are not joking. Watching the Cincinnati Bengal team last season was awesome. And for fans of just the NFL and football in general, we love to see what they're doing. And just knowing that I was in Oak Ridge, Tennessee for quite a while, where T. Higgins came from, that's a personal connect that we just love to see that young man going straight out of high school and then doing it huge in the NFL. That's like some LeBron James type stuff. So thank you so much, Mr. Logan Landers. I'm looking really forward to this amazing breakdown. And for everybody watching us live or on our podcast, thank you so much for joining us. Your friends and family learning about our show because you're telling them through word of mouth is why we grow so quickly and why we're able to bring you amazing quality entertainment and incredible sports stats every single week and on our podcast pretty much every single day. So thank you so much again for that. Well, Mr. Logan Landers, the Cincinnati Bengals, everyone has been looking forward to this draft needs special. So tell us, what are they planning to do and what are their needs?
Well, let's talk about this team. Free agency, let's see who they've picked up, who is not going to be on the team this year. And like I said, let's see what they got going on here. So looking at the free agents, you have Elliott Fry, Mason Schreck, Riot Ray, Zach Kerr, Quentin Spain, George Nevins, Ricardo Allen, Vernon Hargraves, Kevin Hubbard, Larry Ojumbu, Trey Hopkins, Riley Reif, and Trey Waynes, all still looking for that next deal at the time of the recording. Looking at the guys who they have picked up, new additions for this team, only a few of them, not too many. We have Ted Karras, Hayden Hurst, and Alex Kappa. Hurst coming over from the Falcons, the talented tight end. Karras, the right guard from the Patriots, coming over. And also Alex Kappa, the right guard from the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Looking at re-signs, they had a ton of them. Thaddeus Moss, Mitchell Wilcox, Trenton Irwin, Clay Johnston, Trey Flowers, Stanley Morgan, Joe Bashey, Jalen Davis, B.J. Hill, Mike Thomas, Michael Thomas, Eli Apple, Clark Harris, Jesse Bates III, Brandon Allen, and Josh Tuopo. Looking at the guys who have went on to other pastures, looking around other teams in the league, we have Fred Johnson going to the Buccaneers, Alden Tate going to the Atlanta Falcons, the wide receiver, C.J. Uzomah, the tight end, going to the Jets, and Darius Phillips, the cornerback, going over to the Silver and Black with the Raiders, the team who is hosting the draft this upcoming year. Now, let's talk about the draft. What picks do they have this upcoming season? Obviously, round one, pick 31, not 32. So then we also have the second round, pick 63, third round, 95, fourth round, pick 136, fifth round, 174, the sixth round, pick 209, and in the seventh round, pick 226, and 252. So a lot of selections they can go with here. And that's the thing, is that usually you would see for teams who were more, I would say, earlier in the year, maybe last year, years prior, who already were going for that Super Bowl, they wouldn't have nearly as many picks as this because they'd be trading for players and other draft picks. But, I mean, the Bengals, this was a Cinderella story last year, so they still have all these picks. And as well as, like I mentioned, the guys they picked up in free agency and the very large majority of guys who they've re-signed. So they have a lot to work with here. Like I said, including that first-round pick, which is huge. I get the later-round pick, but it's still a first-round pick. You get some great talent. Tons of people take multivitamins, but it's important to choose one that is top quality. With one delicious scoop of Athletic Greens, you're absorbing 75 high-quality vitamins, minerals, superfoods, probiotics, and adaptogens to start your day right. Their special blend of ingredients supports gut health, your nervous system, your immune system, energy, recovery, focus, and aging. It's also lifestyle friendly and fits a wide range of diets. There's only 1 gram of sugar and no chemicals or artificial anything. Reclaim your health and arm your immune system with convenient daily nutrition. It's just one scoop and a cup of water every day. That's it. To make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free 1 year supply of immune supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/believe. That's BLEAV. Again, that's athleticgreens.com/believe. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Athletic Greens, take ownership of your health. So what do they need to address this upcoming year? What are some categories? What are some positions that they can help fill out? I think that I know that the Bengals have helped on the offensive line a good bit. You can always get a little bit more. I think that that was kind of a big key last year. Like I said, that offense is top-notch. You don't need a whole lot else there other than your offensive line. That way Joe Burrow ain't running around and getting sacked a handful of times per game. So if you can help out there, you can always go with that late first-round pick. You can maybe get a nice center or get any other offensive lineman. I think that's going to be big. But also, I think that they need to keep looking and helping out their defense, right? There's a ton of good prospects. Help out your cornerback room. You can use that with your second overall selection, your third overall, and get a solid cornerback coming out of college looking to make his worth, man. There's a ton of corners. If you haven't guns already, go check out what Bobby Butler and Vince Turner have been doing each and every week. They're looking at a cornerback, and they're seeing how their pros, their cons, and how good they are. They do a tremendous job each and every week. So also on this team, I think they need to keep looking at safeties, looking at also on the defensive line, talking about the safeties. You got to play deep this year. You got to play deep. There's guys throwing the ball 300 yards plus per game. You need to have a good secondary with your corners, with your safeties to help stop some of that. Like I said, they re-signed a bunch of guys, including Eli Apple, but you can always improve those rooms throughout the draft for maybe next year or years to come. Also with the safeties too. That's just your second line of defense, right? Those are the last guys, the ones who are closest to the opposing goal line to stop that touchdown. So you got to make sure they are top-notch as well. You can definitely use that in this upcoming draft. And then on the defensive line, get a defensive tackle perhaps. Help someone who can help get those lanes clogged and that can look good doing so. Help out, maybe get a handful of sacks, but mostly just to kind of stuff any runs and also get some tackles as well this upcoming season. They can also look at the linebacking core, maybe help out a little bit there. And also the tight end position too. They can get someone who can be another weapon for Joe Burrow and company. I mean, this team doesn't need a whole lot, let's be honest here, but they can definitely improve if they look for help out their defensive line, help out on the offensive line, of course, maybe get their backup tight end perhaps. I mean, there's not a whole lot, man. This team, I'm expecting greatness from them this year. Last year was a bit of a shock for everyone, but this year we're expecting them to maybe do it again and win the whole thing. So it's going to be very interesting to see who the Bengals select with their first overall pick late in the draft, and also how they can help fill out the rest of their team with all of those selections I mentioned earlier. They have a very good team, a very young team as well, and I feel that if you keep going with the draft, help out your offensive line, go on defense as well, get a nice defensive tackle, defensive end, and go help out the corners as well with your cornerbacks and safeties and pick up a linebacker too. I mean, why not? You have all these selections. Why not fill as many spots as you can? But I think that overall the Bengals have a lot to look forward to this year. It's going to be a great year for them, I hope. And we'll see what Joe Burrow and the crew can do this upcoming 2022. But, man, the draft, like I said, April 28th, who will they select? It remains to be seen, my friend. We'll see.
Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online.
April 28th, that's going to come up very quickly. We've only got 10 days from the time that we're recording this podcast to get in all of our picks, all of our speculation, and to really get in those comments. So please let us know in the comments, what do you think? If you're watching on YouTube or Facebook, we want to know, what will Joe Burrow and the Cincinnati Bengals do in this draft? And if you're listening to our podcast, first off, thank you so much. We love our podcast listeners. Second off, thank you again for finding our podcast anywhere that you listen to podcasts, including on Spotify, Apple Podcast, Amazon, Overcast, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, Google Podcast, or even on your home device. We are available 24/7 with over 850 episodes, including so many evergreen episodes that you can listen to year after year with just incredible sports coverage, history specials, interviews with legendary players, and more. That's what we do here at 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio. Well, thank you so much to Mr. Logan Landers for that breakdown of the Cincinnati Bengals and their NFL draft needs. I am your producer, Jeremiah Long, and we'll be back with another live episode.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on? And who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.